preaching was no longer prickling to your soul. Worship was no more work, but it was a pleasure. Testimony was a privilege, not just an obligation. When's the last time you've been in the presence of the King? I love that song that Happy Goodman sung years ago. I remember riding around Columbus. I've had a lot of automobiles in 22 years. Working on in car lots in a new year. And somebody say amen. That black brother said, if you're down there at that car lot and you're down there behind that wheel, get out of there. There's a spirit down there. You know you can't afford it. Come on. Get in them car lots.
Come on now.
I've drove Hummermobiles. I've drove used Lincoln Town Cars. I've drove new Ford trucks since I've been there. I didn't pray through and drove a Chevy for a while. I drove Oldsmobiles. Almost a mobile. I drove Toyota. Corollas when I couldn't have nothing else to run, I borrowed one of them. And the antifreeze busted in the heater core, and I had that much antifreeze, could have had a guppy pond right as I was going to my next place to preach. Drove a lot of cars. How many times, Brother Painter, have I went around that old 270 around Columbus?
Come on now.
That old overground farm, upgrown farm town of Columbus has now turned into mixed up, conscrewed, moldy, cultured city.
Yeah,
and some days I don't know if I'm in Japan, if I'm in Somalia.
Right.
Am I in Mexico? Where am I in this city?
Yeah.
I'm a foreigner in my own land. I'm a stranger.
That's it.
How many times have I drove around that same old city? Same old street.
Yes.
Same old road.
Come on.
The old song said these old towns just look the same after a while. But I got into the presence of the King.
Come on. Come on.
And it didn't matter what car I was driving.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what clothes I was wearing that day, Brother Ben. It didn't matter what I had to deal with and handle that day. The songwriter said, standing in the presence of the King. The world just seems to sink beneath my feet. And mortal tongue will never write the song that my heart sings. Because I'm standing in the presence of the King.
Yeah.
How long has it been to where your tongue couldn't write the song that was singing in your heart, Brother Tom? I'm going to tell you, I entered into a place of worship today, and I'm not bragging. The Lord just opened up heaven, and I just happened to be there. I love it when heaven and earth kisses, and I get in the middle of the smack. I love it. Hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
I got so broken in the presence of God. I got to thanking God so much today, Brother Painter. How good He's been to me. Oh, anybody know the Lord's been good to you? I quit praying about this service, Brother Butch. I quit praying about this. I said, God, I just come back to thank you today. I'm back in the same old church I pastored 22 years. 23 now, this one. I've come back to give you worship again today.
Yeah.
Lord, I've just come back to let you know I'm thinking about you today. I was in prayer meeting last night, but God, I've come back again today to let you know I appreciate you. When I got in the presence of God, nothing else matters. When you get in the flow, when you get in the presence of God, when you get in that river that's flowing life, everything it touches is blessed in help. Oh, hallelujah. God, help us to come back and give Him praise. Come back and worship Him. Come back and love Him. Hallelujah. Got a good folks here, good service, good facility. I got taken tonight, seeing Brother Ronnie playing them drums back. I mean, this thing's good as American Bandstand right here, buddy. They got it going on. But when I walked through the door, I felt His presence.
Come on now.
And I knew this is the place where love abounds. Anybody knows in this world when iniquity is abounding more and more, the love of many is waxing cold. Brother, this church has to be a haven of love for you and I. The lost, the cold, the indifferent, the backslid, the troubled, the taunted, the tainted. Brother, this has got to be a place when thou goest out to battle. This ain't the battleground. The battle's out there. This must be a place of the eternal, ever abiding presence and love of God. And when people walk in here, we feel something different. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I had a friend I met a few years ago from another guy. He just recently had a bad car wreck, paralyzed from the waist down. And as I'm continuing to close, make yourself comfortable. Sometimes it takes me 20 minutes to close. Paul Mansfield, he used to come to the doors of our church on Sunday before he moved north to Columbus. Veteran, what do they call it? PST?
PTSD.
PTS, thank you. The one I banged the smartest bull on the tree, not on everything, no way. They come to that church. And they'd say, I feel peace. When I walk through these doors that sit here, I feel peace. Who has ever walked into a church and you didn't feel peace?
Sure.
I've been in a few of them. Sound like they'd get ready to sing that song, War! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. War! That's not the choir song. I know that's an old one. That's what it felt like in there. But when you can walk into a church and somebody's allowing the peace of God to rule in their heart because they have been in the presence of the King. Let me tell you, you're looking at a very discontent man tonight, except for the grace of God and the peace of God in my life. When I'm walking with the Lord, I can drive anything. I can eat anything.
That's right.
I can just about sleep on any kind of mattress. I can almost preach for anybody when I'm praying through. Almost for sure. But brother, but when I'm not praying through, if I don't stay in that secret place where burdens are lifted away, we have problems. I watch people come through those doors in 22 plus years, 23 now. Some of them come and stayed. Some of them come very troubled. They come aggravated.
Sure.
And it didn't matter if it's 4 weeks, 4 months, or 4 years. They eventually leave the same way unless they pray through.
Right.
Yes. And you and I as a church tonight, we have an obligation. Not only me as a pastor, not only these pastor and brother and preachers. We all got an obligation to lay them on our hearts and to pray for those people.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, walking through these doors ain't putting us on streets of gold. Seeing these hymnals, it will keep my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Right.
Paying my tithe and even giving 20% tithe and support missions ain't going to secure a home in glory land.
Right.
Except my spirit. And my heart be right. And having an atmosphere that not only makes the devil uncomfortable, but that whosoever will can come in and feel the presence of God. When this man realized and perceived and saw, I'm healed. I am totally healed. I'm going back. I'm going back and give him praise and worship. I'm going to acknowledge him for who he is. I'm going to get down and be humbled in his presence. I'm going to thank him like he ought to be thanked. I'm going to go back and I'm going to give him praise. Can I say this in closing tonight, that real worship changes us. When Isaiah saw the Lord, I lifted up in Isaiah chapter 6. the year that King Uzziah died. How many knows he had a transformation?
That's right.
When you really get into the presence of God, this church will be evermore. I mean, the way we can get into the presence of God. We're in the presence of God tonight. But there is depths and the unsearchable riches, and there is higher heights and deeper depths. There is a walk with God that you can get into a place that it will change you eternally.
Yes. Yes.
And a prophet says, woe is me, for I'm undone. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips.
Yes.
I dwell amongst the people of unclean lips. We've been teaching on the proofs of faith in church recently. One of them is the enduring of temptation. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Another proof of real faith is a bridling of your tongue. You ain't got all the faith you need if you can't keep that tongue. Oh, well, that didn't cost you. But Isaiah saw the Lord. And when you and I really, really get into worship, it refines you and I. It burns out everything that's not worthy in our lives. There's some things you and I are not careful enough. We carry a part of. It's not worthy to stand before this God. Jealousy. Pride. Arrogancy. Hello? Secondly, real worship will consume. It takes out the bondage out of our lives and burns it up. I'm not going to tell you I've had my struggles since I've been saved. We all have. And sometimes it's tougher on the preacher's wife than it is the preacher, depending on what you're going through. My back made a little situation. My wife, but I said, honey, we've got to do the right thing. We let it go. You just got to allow God to burn all that up and worship God. Are you hearing me tonight?
Come on.
Real worship melts our heart. It'll make our hard heart soft. It is so expedient and imperative that you and I worship God every week of our lives. As I'm going to tell you, we get hardened. We get calloused. We get comfortable. We get used to God. We get used to one another.
Sure.
Familiarity. Right. One of the worst things that happens is we get used to one another.
Right. Touch you can come.
It'll warm our cold hearts. And it ignites. There's times you're going to get turned off. How many of those real worship can turn everything back on that needs turned back on?
Thank you.
If God's blessed you and I and he has tonight, then we need to. How many of those one good blessing deserves another? Get a song ready. How can I bless God as a child of God? I bless him when I realize. First of all, I gotta realize the blessings he's bestowed upon me. We gotta quit singing poor, poor, pitiful me. How many knows it?
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, I'm amazed at how sorry we feel ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't have what they got, And God's met every need.
Yes.
God's even given everyone in this building a certain amount of desires of your own heart.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure. More than you need. How many knows he's a God more than enough?
Yes.
People say, I don't have more than I need. You got more than one pair of shoes? Got more light bread? Got more milk in the refrigerator? Got more than one pair of clothes? Hello.
Yeah.
How am I going to bless God? I can thank him for the riches he has bestowed upon me.
Yes.
First of all, I've got to realize it. I had a man say to me a while back, said, Mark, you just got to realize what you got your hands on, son. Suddenly we don't realize, we don't miss the water till the well runs dry.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of folks didn't appreciate a good wife till she died.
Right.
Same way with a good husband. Good children. Man, you're talking about something to be thankful for. Is good children. And a good pastor. Good saints of God that care about you tonight.
Yes.
And they're praying for you. They love you.
Yes.
So how am I going to bless God? I can bless him by realizing, by thinking, by then getting to the point I praise him for all that he's done. Would you stand with us tonight? Maybe a little different. Maybe a little different slant tonight. But how long has it been since you've really came back? Somewhere in your life. I don't care if it's at the house, the church, where. But you came back and you worshiped God. As pastors, sometimes we get this problem.
Yeah.
I have one old brother, he told me years ago, and I think a lot of him, but he wasn't right on everything. He said, I told some of my folks, I said, if you don't want to live right, leave. God's going to send me somebody here who wants to live right. Well, how about getting to the place we think of who is coming? We're asking God, how can I help these people? I have folks that have come for 23 years, Brother Ron. I've seen a lot of growth. Some of them still have a few areas that I wish they'd move up a little in. But they support the church. They got a high respect for me.
Yeah.
They never spoke a word against me. Never caused me more trouble like some of them other folks that live everything that I preach.
Yeah.
Hello, I love you tonight.
Come on.
Yes.
And they got a way of letting you know. They preach, and I've seen God move on their lives.
Yeah.
I've seen times that we get in a holy place, whether in revival or somebody, it doesn't matter to me how it happens. But God begins to move up on their life and breaks and molds. Heavenly Father, tonight I thank you for this church. I thank you for this pastor. I thank you for this family. God, they've been a blessing to me through the years, this area of the country, these good folks, these good brothers and sisters. God, the many meals we've shared, the bread we've broken, God, the money they have gave through the years to be a blessing, not just to the ministry, but to the Hatfields, as we have tried to endeavor for many years to share the glorious gospel for the lost and dying world. God, I do not take it lightly tonight to stand behind this pulpit. I do not take it for granted, and I don't feel that anybody owes me anything. Because, Lord, it's been a privilege. It's been a great opportunity. It's been the time of my life. And it still is tonight, God, to pastor and to preach. Fellowship, good brothers and sisters. But most of all, God, to be in your presence.
Yes.
Again today. Again tonight. God, I come as humbly as I know how. Just to tell you, I thank you. I praise you. God, I honor and worship you tonight. God, I've got such a good wife. 44 years this coming July. I've got children that love the Lord. I've been blessed with good grandkids. God, I've been blessed with good fellowship and good friends. I've been impacted by many, many, many good saints in many churches across this country. God, you've never done any of us anything but good. Even though there's times I've failed you, even failed to believe, but you've been faithful. So faithful to me, God. I pray you touch every one of my hearts, God. I've tried as humbly as I know how to get this little thought out tonight. God, it's time for us to go back and give thanks. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You said we could hear from heaven, you'll heal our lands, forgive us our sins. We can have revival in an unprecedented way in these last days. We ask it in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I love you tonight. I appreciate you. I thank God for you.
I thank God for all the faithfulness through the years of your many lives. How many realize there is a need in this hour?
Yes.
For us to be a little more sensitive. A little more closer to God. A little more thankful in an unthankful day. Would you join me around this altar tonight for a few minutes? Let's come in and give me thanks. You're here without God, it'd be a good night to come. Be a good night to return and come and give him thanks and praise. Let's find us a place to thank him. Find us a place to worship him. Find us a place to love him. Go ahead and sing it.
When I look, I look around and see the good things he's done for me. No one cares.